So about 5 or 6 weeks ago, Reverend Mike asked me if I would be willing to do the service today. And of course, I said yes, obviously. And that was on a Sunday. The next couple of Thursdays at the coffee and tea with Myrtle and me, Reverend Mike asked me, he said, okay, I'm going to need your talk topic. And I was thinking to myself, because my nerves kicked in, well, I don't know, I may have said this to him out loud, I'm not sure. Hey, I'll let you know as soon as it comes through to me. In the past, when I've done talks, I seem to always get what I'm going to say first before the topic, and then sort of the topic reveals itself. But this time was different. While I was out on my early morning walk, I kept hearing Reverend Mike's words in my ears, I need your talk topic, I need your talk topic. And so my anxiety level was going up. And I'm thinking, okay, I have no idea. So I literally, as I'm walking, threw my hands up and I just said, God is, I am. And across my mind's eye, I saw the words, I am the topic. And so I thought, because I'm totally in my own headspace, I am the topic, thinking, am I supposed to be talking about me? And I'm like, okay, take a breath, breathe, and come back into your body and keep walking. So I just had to sit with that. And I had to consciously take a breath and get out of my head, trusting in the process that led me to right where I was at would guide, guard, and govern me along the way. So as I sat down to write my talk, I couldn't help but return to the thought again about, am I the topic? You see, my quick answer to the question, who am I? Maybe I am a ministerial candidate. In my second year, I am a certified prayer chaplain for 19 years. I'm a great, great aunt. That's my favorite. And I am the youngest of Betty and Ray's children. This is who I am in flesh and bones. But the topic that came to me truly called for more, something else. So I took to a bit of a search to see what I discovered. Because it's one thing for me to think that I know something, but when I go on a search and discover what it actually is, then it's easier for me to understand why an author or a scholar came to their conclusion. So the revealing word says this about I am. It says that it is a metaphysical name of the spiritual self as distinguished from the human self. I gave you all the human of I am of me. I am, though, is the most powerful creative force operating in the universe. Becoming a truth student, we quickly learn to be mindful of what we attach to our I am. Because the way we think and feel about ourselves and others will manifest in our personal experiences and in our world. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you cannot get the nemesis out of your life? You make statements similar to, I am sick and tired of, fill in the blank. If he or she does that one more time, I am going to, you all get my point. on am I, or am I the only one that does that? How many times, how many of us have made a mistake and said, I am so stupid. I know better. I can't believe I did this or that, or didn't do this or that. So back to my search. I discovered in relation to God, the words I am appears in the Bible over 300 times. It first appears in Genesis 15:1 when Abram was determined to help Lot, his relative, get all his personal belongings back by any means necessary. You see, Abram had not renewed his mind and transformed into Abraham yet. And last, in Revelations 22:16, this is the last chapter of Revelations, you know, the hell, damnation, Revelations. And a number of books have been written about the end. Now, stick with me here because I'm still talking about I am and the creative energy behind it. So, did you all know that the letter I is the ninth letter of the alphabet, the English alphabet? When I realized this, I thought, nine. Wow. Birth, baby, gestation, creation, birth and ideas, I. So the power of I am and the importance for us to use the power of I am to make statements that we desire to manifest. The thing is, there are principles and laws governing the universe which is set up to support us. Whether we use our I am power for good or for bad, positive or negative, the creative process works. The principles and laws does not differentiate between positive and negative. It simply is set up to work, period. Do you recall what philosopher Bob Proctor said in The Secret? I do, because he said something really powerful that just shook me. And he said a lot of things, but this is what really moved me. Bob Proctor said, I don't care what city you're living in, you've got enough power in your body, potential power, to illuminate the whole city for nearly a week. Whatever is going on in your mind, you are attracting to you. He went on to say, I have been studying myself for 44 years. I love myself. Now, that was Bob Proctor. If you don't understand it, and for it, I'm going to insert the I am. Stick here with me. You all still with me? Everybody with me? Okay. So I'm going to insert the I am for where he placed if you don't understand it. That doesn't mean that you should reject it. You don't understand electricity, probably. First of all, no one even knows what electricity is. And yet, you enjoy the benefits of it. Do you know how it works? I don't know how it works. But I do know this. That you can cook a man's dinner with electricity, and you can cook a man. That hit me, you all. So let's just sit with that for a moment. Because sometimes we think we know and understand something, and then we get another perspective. This is why it is our responsibility to mind our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings with ourselves and others. Because whatever direction we point them in is the way that they will show up in our life. We have everything we need. We always get what we want. Vibrationally, that is. We may say, I didn't ask for, or I don't want this. But whatever this is, internally, silently, we say, I know this is going to happen. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm driving down the street and there's a vehicle in front of me and I get the sense they're going to do something, you know, that, like, or that car better not pull out in front of me. They better not. I know they're not going to put out in front of you. And then they put out in front of me and then I'm going, what? And then I have to catch myself. Because I knew they were going to pull out in front of me. I had plenty of time to adjust my attitude. So, look, see, I get it, I think. This spiritual stuff is work. And the thing is, it's ongoing. There is no point in thinking that we're ever finished, that we got it. Because as long as we are walking on planet Earth, that we can say or think, I don't need any more classes, I don't need to do any more reading, I'm done, I've already been there, I got it. No way. Because the more we learn, grow, and evolve, the more we transform. And what we understood yesterday with our new growth, a shift in vision or focus or understanding can shift our perspective today. So hence, our new or amended perspective would change our I am. I am sure that there is a force for good moving in each one of us right now. And this brings me to the am of the I am. The Oxford Dictionary defines am as first person singular present tense. So a verb. So we're talking I, which is where we get all of our, this is where we take in and use our imagination for our ideas. That's where it starts gestating in us. You know, this powerful I part of the I am. And then everything else in the dictionary for am starts relating to time. So we're still talking about the creative process and the gestation of our ideas of what we really, truly, spiritually want to be. And the A said that it stood for ante, which means before. And the M, meridian, Mary is mid, and diem, we all know from that famous movie, Seize the Day, carpe diem, means day. So technically, the M is really midnight because it's before the day. And we know that our ideas are all birthed within. I found this all very interesting and supportive of the creative, powerful process of I am fill in the blank. The process, though, of this whole creation is to be still and know. It is in the silence of our heart and mind that the ideas begin to form. All we prayed for and meditated on feels more a part of yes than ever. As we accept our oneness, our I, we join with God, ready to allow that which was formed within in the midnight, the closet, away from the noise and judgments of the world, to birth or manifest in our life. asking calls forth. Praying, meditating, giving thanks, and expressing gratitude turns on our electricity to power up the cells and tissues and fibers of our being to receive. So when we say, I am wise, the power of our wisdom and intuitive knowing turns on. When we say, I am strong, the energy of God in us is activated. Reverend Temple Hayes in How to Speak Unity says, I am is an expression of God, and what we affirm by using the I am becomes our truth. She said, I am that which I state I am.